Welcome to Let's Talk Prayer with Pastor Judy. This is a podcast that brings us various teachings to help us gain victory in life through prayer. Today, we are going to be talking about why prayer is so important. A lot of people wonder, why is prayer so important? Why is prayer so important that the two-thirds of the Godhead are intercessors, which is we have God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and which the Son, which is Jesus, is an intercessor. Scripture says that even right now, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. We talk about Holy Spirit, who is an intercessor. Scripture says that he intercedes for us with groanings that cannot be uttered with words. And so the two-thirds of the Godhead are intercessors. So why is prayer then so important? Why is prayer so important that Jesus could not even start his ministry on earth until he first went for 40 days of prayer and fasting? That is when now he could start doing miracles after that and be able to do his ministry. Even the disciples, he told them, don't go anywhere until you are first endowed with power from on high. And they went for days of prayer in the upper room. So their ministry could also not start without prayer. And so there is an emphasis of prayer that we need to understand why God emphasizes us, because this is what is going to bring us victory in life. If you want to model your life in a way that will bring victory, then you model it through the life of Jesus. And so why is prayer so important? Why is it so important? And for us to understand why prayer is important, is there are two things that are very key, and that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to speak about two things that will help you understand why prayer is so important. So the first thing that I want to talk about is the law of dominion and territory. The law of dominion and territory. That's one of the ways that will help you understand. It breaks down why prayer is important. Psalms 115 verse 16, the Bible says that the heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given unto the children of men. I need you to hear this, that the heavens belong to God, but the earth he has given to the children of men. So the law of dominion and territories just simply means that God has given man authority and dominion over the earth realm, that which is the physical realm where we live in. So for God, who is spirit, to be able to operate on earth, he needs to operate through the permission of man, who is the one who is in authority on earth. He must partner with man to be able to do anything. So we have dominion over the earth, we have dominion on earth, and God only operates on earth through partnership with us. The avenue of partnership that God does with us is what prayer is. Prayer is that avenue that gives God authority to be able to function in our lives. So God cannot intervene in the earth unless somebody invites him. God comes only by invitation. And so prayer is how you invite God to be able to begin to function in your life. And that is why prayer is so important, because without prayer, God does not have access. God is not able to operate in your life. And that is what this law is all about. So this understanding brings you to the understanding that if you want to be effective in life, then you need to bring God, to incorporate God in your life. And because every good and perfect gift comes from above. And one thing I'll tell you, that the level of victory that you see in your life and results is determined by your prayer life, because it is prayer that gives God permission to come and intervene, to come and bring productivity, to come and help you make decisions, to come and cause his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven concerning your life. So you are inviting God in your affairs, and thus you will have victory in life. One of the things that is important for us to understand is that nobody operates without an altar. When I mean an altar, I need a place of prayer. Nobody operates without an altar. If anybody you see who's made tremendous success in life, there is an altar they bow to. And it could be a godly altar, which is our Heavenly Father, or an evil altar, but there's an altar. But then the thing about an evil altar is you will pay for what the devil gives you. Now, the enemy has nothing that he can give you that is free. You will pay for it. And so it is important to know that you cannot operate without allowing God to intervene in your life through prayer. And another thing that is important to understand is that prayer overrules the plan of Satan and establishes God's will and purpose over your life. And so I need us to always remember that prayer is effective and prayer is important because prayer invites God to be able to intervene in your life. And that's the law of dominion and territory. God will not invade earth. He cannot break a law that he has established. So the more you invite God, the more he operates in your life. A victory in life will be determined by the victory you have in prayer, by the investment you make in prayer. The second thing that is going to help us understand why prayer is important is understanding that life is spiritual. The moment you understand that life is spiritual, then you understand why you cannot neglect prayer. You cannot live a life without prayer. You understand why God said that men ought to pray and not to faint. You'll understand why scripture says pray without ceasing, because life is spiritual. Jeremiah 1:5, the Bible says, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you and I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. Before Jeremiah was born or manifested on earth physically, he first existed in another realm, which is the spiritual realm. So God is saying that before you were formed in your mother's womb, before you were fetus in your mother, I knew you. So you existed before. Our existence does not begin when we manifest in our mother's womb. We existed. There is another world that creates or forms you, and then you begin to manifest, and that's the spiritual realm. And God, so God ordained even who he was going to become when he was there. And so this is the thing. The first thing to note is that life begins in the spiritual realm, and which is the unseen realm. That is the first where life begins. And so nothing exists in the natural unless it first exists in the spiritual realm. If you read Hebrews, and I'm going to break this down for you until you get it. Hebrews 11 verse 3, the Bible says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which we are seen were made of the things which are invisible. So Hebrews 11 says that the world, the things that are seen are made from the things that are invisible, the things that are unseen. So that means the unseen realm is the one that is the originator of everything that you see. I like how New Living Translation puts it. It says that what we now see did not come from anything that we can see. It comes from something that we cannot see. And so this means that the world that we see right now was made from the invisible, the spiritual realm. The scripture once again goes on to explain that what you see first, its origin is the spiritual realm. Then it manifests to the natural realm. The realm of the spirit is the first origin of everything we can see or touch, which is the physical. The unseen realm is what gave birth to the spiritual realm, to the seen realm. So number three, the spiritual realm is the control room of the, I'm trying to bring us to the understanding that life is spiritual and what that means. And the third thing is that the spiritual realm is the control room of the physical. Life originates, number one, from the spiritual realm. It first existed there before you see it physically. The unseen realm is the birth, is the origin of the seen realm. The third thing is that the unseen realm, which is the spiritual realm, is the control room of the physical realm. And now this is where prayer comes in. So the spiritual realm is the control room of what you see in the physical. So this, what does this mean? that if you need to control life, then you must control life from the spiritual realm to see the manifestation in the physical realm. So you don't control life from the physical, no. You control life from its origin, from the unseen realm, to see the results in the physical. Now, so victory in life, or victory that you get over any situation, is determined by the investment you make in the spiritual realm. I'm going to give an example with a projection screen. If you go to any church, there's a projector on the screen at the front of the church, or a TV screen, which is a projection screen, that you see the songs. The songs that now are projecting, let's say during praise and worship. Now, the screen will show a song, but the origin of that song is not anything that you can see. The song is what appears on the screen is controlled from another room. There's a control room where there's a computer that projects and works everything, and then you see it at the front. So if you want to change what song is on the screen, you don't go and touch the screen and hit the screen or start typing on the screen. No, you go to the control room, you go and control it from there, and then you will see the result. You will see the song you want on the screen, and that's how it happens. So life is controlled from that control room, and then the results are what we see in the physical. So for us to change what you want to see in your life and how your life moves and what happens in your life, then you need to first change things from the screen, from the control room, and then you will see the results happen in the physical. The control room is the spiritual realm, and the way to control things is through prayer. Prayer is what controls things in the spiritual realm. It's the our access to the control room, which is the spiritual realm. So prayer is the access. Please understand that one. Prayer is the access to the control room that helps you now begin to control things, and then you will see them manifest in the physical, like I said, like I gave the example of the screen. So one way that you access the spiritual realm is through prayer. Prayer is what gives you access to the spiritual realm. It's through prayer that we tap into the spiritual realm. When you pray, you are engaging the spiritual realm, which is the control room. So prayer is our connection to the spiritual realm. It is how we gain access. It is how we are able to control things from the spiritual realm. That is why the devil will fight your prayer life, because he knows if you're a person of prayer, then you can control the results of your life from the spiritual realm, which is the control room of the physical, so that you can see different results. So prayer is important. Prayer is important because it is what gives you access to where life and events in life originate. Now, we have people in the Bible who understand this principle very well. People like Esther. Esther understood this principle. When she was faced with a situation, there was a decree to kill the Jews. Esther did not go to arrange a very powerful army of soldiers to go and kill. No. Esther knew how this thing worked. She knew life is controlled from the spiritual realm. She went behind the scene. She called for a 3-day prayer and fasting. They prayed, fasted until she came out now, and now she was able to approach the king, and she gained victory. So the victory came because of this principle of understanding that life is not controlled in the physical. Same thing with Hannah. Hannah understood that children are first conceived on the altar before they are conceived in the bedroom. So she came to the altar every single day praying, give me a child, give me a child, give me a child, until God blessed her with a child. She birthed her miracle on the altar because she understood that life is controlled from the physical realm and from the spiritual realm, and then it manifests in the spiritual. And this is very important for us. That's why one of the things about King David is that King David understood this principle so well. King David never went for battle first. The first thing he did when there was a situation that needed war, he went first to inquire of the Lord. Before he never went to any battle and goes to fight. He would first ask God, for example, when he was taken away, his family was taken away at Ziklag, he went and asked God, should I pursue? And God told him, you shall pursue, overtake, and recover all without fail. So he first went to ask God. So by the time he's going to battle, he already knew that he's going to get victory because he had controlled the situation from the control room, which is the spiritual realm, through prayer. And so we must learn to shift our lives and the events of our lives first from the spiritual realm, and then we will see results in the physical realm. And that is why prayer is so important. If you want to find different results about your life, then go to the control room and begin to control things. Begin to control what you see. Begin to speak the word of God over your situation. Let's say you have a sickness. You go in prayer and begin to declare the word of God. By his stripes I was healed. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. My body cannot house the Holy Spirit and house sickness. And so by his stripes I am healed. And you begin to pray through until you see victory. Then your body will begin to shift and you will begin to come to a place of health. Why? Because you have been able to control that situation from from the spiritual realm. And you know, it's interesting because a lot of us will notice anytime when we have elections, the politicians are forever in church. Oh, you will see them go to church. Why? Because they know this thing is not won on the day of the polls. This thing is won first in the spiritual realm, and then you gain the victory in the physical realm. And that's why it's important to understand that tenders are not won on the boardroom. Tenders are first won on the altar before they are won on the boardroom. You will find somebody who goes and takes their tender document to Sangoma before taking it to go and to a board before sending it or before going to a boardroom, you are sleeping the whole night and going and doing the same thing. This one slept in their altar. They will have the tender because they invested in their spiritual realm. But we have the highest. We are of the highest authority, and so your spiritual realm is of a higher authority than any other altar anyone can attend. And so it is important for each and every one of us to understand, you need results in your life. Engage prayer. Engage the control room. Control life from the place of prayer. Go and work it in prayer. Go and call it forth. Go and speak over your business in prayer until you see the results that you want to see. And so that is very important for each of us to be able to understand why prayer is important. Two things. Prayer is important because, number one, it gives us access to the control room. It gives us access to that place of prayer where we can go and engage God until we get results. And so I want to challenge every one of us every single day. Don't just get up and begin to do things. Go and engage the spiritual realm. Go and call on God. Go and declare things that you want to see, until you see the victory that you want to see. And so let's begin to understand that prayer invites God into your life. The law of Lord dominion and territory. Prayer invites God. The second thing is that let prayer birth the miracles that you want to see by controlling your life from the spiritual realm. So that's going to be very important that for you to understand. And so those are the two things. So if you go through a situation that is hurting you, or you need to see a different result, the thing you need to ask yourself, how much investment have I made over this situation in prayer so that I can see the results I want to see? How much investment? Because it is the level of investment you make in prayer that is going to give you results over that situation. So your investment in prayer is what matters. Bring God to the scene of your battle. Bring God to be able to intervene over that situation, and you will be able to see the victory that you want to see. If you are a doctor and you have a situation in you know that the best physician is Jesus, you get a situation in your office and you know this one no medical medical, there's no hope medically. You let the person go lock your room, take that those documents and pray over them and declare healing. And then and begin to you begin to see results. Don't go if you're a lawyer to the courtroom until you first engaged in prayer to control the result that you want to see in the court. So when you go there, you're going with authority because like David, you know that you shall surely win and you will recover all and have the victory you need. Prayer is important. The victory that you get in life is determined by the investment that you make in prayer. Begin to arise to the understanding why prayer is so important and why the disciples, when they lived with Jesus for 3.5 years, went everywhere, every day with him. But this is what they did. When they needed Jesus to teach them something, they did not ask Jesus, teach us how to preach or teach. Teach, and they saw he was a teacher. Teach us how to do miracles, heal the sick and open blind eyes and all. No, they went to Jesus and asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. Because prayer can be taught. Because they saw what the results in this Jesus life is because of this his prayer life. Bible says he will pray. He prayed all night before choosing the 12 disciples. He will hide himself in isolated places to pray because he understood the power of prayer. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I pray that you will be awakened to the power of prayer and begin to engage in prayer more than ever before. You have a situation that you need God to intervene for you. Get on your knees. Call upon the Lord. Raise an altar like Hannah. Call upon the Lord and cry out to God until you see change, because prayer changes everything. God bless you. Bye-bye.